Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. We are heading for Monday Night Football here in about 2.5 hours. The Chargers, 1.5-point favorite, hosting the Eagles. And the ramifications are massive. This is definitely a must-lose game for the Eagles if the Cowboys are going to sneak in and steal this NFC East somehow. They get the Raiders next, then the Commanders a couple of times, and the Bills before their season is over. And we need them to lose 3 of the remaining 5 games. This game against the Chargers is it's a monster one. So we'll talk more about the NFL weekend that was and looking forward to this game a little bit later on. But it's time now for Ari Temkin to join us here on The Fan. You can listen to him every day on Big 12 Radio on TuneIn. And of course, you remember him from his days here with the Cowboys pre and post game show on 105.3 The Fan. Ari Temkin, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Gavin? How are you?
Doing good. Let me start with this. Do you think it's possible that the powers that be in college football could come up with a postseason system that people would universally enjoy?
I mean, yes and no. I think the postseason itself is extremely enjoyable. It is the excruciating aspect of getting to the postseason that is the difficulty, and trying to figure out, you know, how you rank certain teams in certain spots. But I mean, the playoff itself, and just looking ahead to some of these games, I mean, there's some really incredible matchups that are going to be a lot of fun. But ultimately, it's hard to get 12 teams. I think the automatic bids were always going to at some point bite the system, and obviously that happened this year. And you know, when it gets down to it, like, there's a lot more intense arguments, but really at the end of the day, like, what we ended up with is pretty inarguable. I mean, if you want to argue Notre Dame or BYU, I feel like it's pretty cut and dried in terms of the teams that were most deserving to get in this year, aside from the obvious, you know, automatic bids that already exist and were already written into the process.
So covering the Big 12, it was awesome seeing Texas Tech beat BYU. They're the 4 seed. Do you think that Tech should have moved up at all? The ranking's just fine. And what do you think of their chances now when you see their path to the national championship potentially?
Yeah, it was funny. I was watching the Big Ten championship at COSM, and there was a ton of Texas Tech fans in there, and most of them were rooting for Indiana. And I guess they were rooting for some sort of chaos. But the problem was, and I told some of the Tech fans there that night, that like right after Indiana won and they were celebrating, you know, I was like, well, now you don't get the Cotton Bowl. So, yeah. You know, Indiana's win in the Big Ten championship game knocked Texas Tech out of the Cotton Bowl. They would have gotten that had Ohio State won, because it would have been Ohio State 1, Georgia 2, and Texas Tech 3. So as soon as Indiana won, you knew that that was going to knock Indiana to the Rose Bowl and then make Ohio State get to the Cotton Bowl, which then opened up the opportunity for Texas Tech to hit the Orange Bowl. So, no, I mean, I think the way it shook out, it's hard to argue that Tech should have been higher than any of the teams, you know, above them. And, you know, especially given Ohio State's body of work, the strength of the top of the Big Ten, and, you know, Indiana obviously winning that Big Ten for the first time since the 40s. But I thought it was funny. There was a ton of Tech fans that were rooting for Indiana, probably not realizing that in doing so that they were knocking themselves out of playing a home game at the Cotton Bowl.
Ari, what's the thing that'll keep the Red Raiders from really advancing far in this playoff? What's the aspect of their team that concerns you most right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to find one, honestly. I mean, they are so complete. I think they're super underrated, but obviously from a defensive standpoint, they're just dominant. They are a dominant defensive force. I mean, the biggest thing is their pass offense. And, you know, like they haven't really played a ton of games where they've been playing from behind and in a situation where they kind of need to pass to catch up. You know, they do have really good pass catchers and do have the opportunity to be explosive in their passing game with, you know, with Caleb Rogers and Reggie Virgil. But I just think when it comes down to it, like, I don't know that Baron Morton is an elite quarterback that can, you know, put Texas Tech on his shoulders and carry them to victory. They're going to be led by their defense and their running game. So, you know, I mean, I think certainly when you look at Texas Tech overall, like if you're trying to look for a weakness, I would say their pass offense is probably the biggest weakness, but it remains to be seen if it's a legitimate weakness. They just haven't been forced to have to pass. So it's kind of weird. It's like, we're not totally sure because teams haven't taken them out of what they want to do, which is run the football and play good defense.
But Ari, would you say that you would worry about the health of their quarterbacks? Is that legitimate? That it seems like to me when they've had problems, it's been that with their quarterbacks not always being healthy.
No, Broadus, that's a great call. I mean, and Morton in particular, you know, he's an experienced guy. He's been banged up. You know, he's been playing with a hairline fracture in his foot the entire season, basically since week one. And yeah, I mean, they lost. They had a four-star backup, Will Hammond, who's out of Austin, and I mean, he's kind of a stud, but he's lost now for the season. So their backup right now is this kid Mitch Griffiths, who a year ago was, you know, outside of football and stocking shelves, you know, working in the real world,
sure.
and just decided he get an opportunity to come and, you know, kind of be the experienced guy behind two other quarterbacks. So you're right. If Morton, you know, gets hurt, you know, Texas Tech's offense completely compromised because, yeah, I mean, has not proven to be the most elite quarterback this year, but yeah, I mean, the drop off between he and the essential third string, who's now their backup, is pretty significant. Broadus, great point.
Sorry, Timken here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Longhorns back in this. What's the next couple of months look like for them?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, you know, they certainly try to make the argument for why they should have been in. And obviously when push came to shove, it was obvious that they were going to be on the outside looking in. You know, look, I mean, it starts up front with them. I mean, they were just devastatingly bad on the offensive line. And it's sort of inexcusable for Texas, who has that access to talent, to be that bad along their offensive line. And even guys that we kind of have seen in the past be really successful just were not as good. It was just not a good cohesive unit. So for Texas to do anything moving forward with Arch Manning in this offense, I mean, it starts with their offensive line. They were so good on the offensive line last year. They lose a guy to the draft, and it's incredible how much they've tanked this year in terms of their offensive line play. So, I mean, if I were them, obviously you want to develop guys. That was a huge piece to the Pancake Club when NIL first started getting going, where they're able to land big.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different.
try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big-time prospects, you know, including Kelvin Banks, you know, as big-time recruits. I mean, the thing, General, is, you know, when it comes to the most sought-after type players of the portal, like, there just aren't many offensive and defensive linemen available because those are the most important players to have on your roster, and those guys just don't leave because at most places they're, you know, getting the money to stay, and they are staying. So when you look at the portal, you know, it's flush with, you know, transfer prospects at the skill position. I mean, it's got tons of wide receivers and running backs and quarterbacks, but it's the offensive line, I think, that you most want to use to upgrade your roster through from an offensive line perspective. So it'll be interesting to see what Texas does. Do they think they have enough, you know, talent from the last couple of years of recruiting to replenish their offensive line, which again was just terrible this year. But it's pretty remarkable to think that, you know, A&M's in the dance this year. Texas was in it last year, and, you know, both are obviously the premier programs in the state, but Texas Tech right now seems to have passed both of them up.
Well, and I was hoping my North Texas Mean Green would get in there too, Ari, but unfortunately that didn't happen. What do you think about Iowa State, K-State, among other teams that are opting out of bowls right now? They're declining the bowl invitation, and then the conference deciding to fine them $500,000.
Yeah, and then you have Notre Dame, who is set to play BYU in the Pop-Tarts Bowl, and they opted out of that because they felt like they should have been in the playoffs. And it's funny because really at the end of the year, they were being, you know, constantly compared to BYU. So it would have been a great football game, you know, as both of those teams were being compared to one another. But I guess it's hubris that's going to keep Notre Dame out of playing in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I mean, it kind of is what it is. You know, it's so interesting because there's so many bowl games, and, you know, people always talk about how boring they are, or, you know, how the bowl system's dying. And then you look at the ratings, and like, they still are going to do better than one-off NBA games. They're still going to do better than one-off Major League Baseball games. Like, you know, comparatively, bowl games, as meaningless as they might be, still do pretty well when it comes to ratings. So, you know, when you look at that, when you look at the opportunity for some of these, you know, communities, these cities to, you know, to be, you know, front and center during bowl games, like, there's a lot that I think of value that they bring. But, you know, we're a championships obsessed society. And, you know, if you're not winning championships, you're not winning or playing. And I'm surprised with Iowa State and Kansas State, and especially given, I know they're going to have new coaching staffs coming in, but, you know, I'm surprised they didn't see value in, you know, at least trying to play these games. I know one of them would have played in the Armed Forces Bowl out there at Eamon G. Carter in Fort Worth, had they accepted the invite. So, you know, a good opportunity to showcase your team in front of, you know, the DFW area and all the talent that is in the high schools in this area and surrounding area that Kansas State and Iowa State are coveting. So, you know, it's only going to, like, we're only seeing every year we're seeing new reasons for why teams would opt out. You know, the obvious one is they thought they're going to get to the playoff, or, you know, they've got a coaching staff, you know, turnout changeover. But I think every year we're going to see new reasons for why teams opt out. And, you know, I think we end up seeing a reduction in the bowl system, that or something written into these, you know, these agreements that stipulate that they have to play in bowl games. But, you know, again, I mean, it kind of is what it is. Teams are going to make their own decisions. And again, you know, these aren't as meaningless as we think they are. I mean, the ratings do really well. These games end up being much more successful than I think we probably expected they would.
Hey, Ari, how surprised were you that Matt Campbell got the Penn State job?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised. You know, and not surprised that he would leave for Penn State, because, I mean, that's a coveted job.
Big-time job. But, you know, I didn't see, like, him being the guy. I mean, this was one of the longest processes of all the job openings. Did they just – was he not in it, and then all of a sudden he got in it? Did he – maybe something happened at Iowa State?
Yeah, I mean, that – so I would say it's completely independent from Iowa State. I think Matt Campbell, the last couple of years, had had more of an itch to leave than he had previously. You know, there were opportunities that he didn't even interview for the Jets job many years ago. And, yeah, you know, other things that came across his desk that he never even interviewed for. And, you know, over the last few years, like, there were other openings that he did interview for, you know, maybe not as publicly. And so I think he definitely had the itch, because he recognized that, like, you know, you keep saying no forever, and those opportunities.
Finally, yeah, you go away.
You,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, to your point, Broadus, I'm surprised he left for a job that he wasn't the first choice, or even the second choice, or even the 10th choice. you know, you'd figure ego might get in the way, but this dude's a hell of a football coach. I mean, it's a huge loss for Iowa State. I do love the guy they hired, Jimmy Rogers. I think he's going to be a really good coach. He comes from South Dakota State. We actually had his former mentor on our show this morning to kind of talk through what he's all about. But yeah, I mean, Matt Campbell, like the number one thing I could say about him at Iowa State was he and John Haycock, their defensive coordinator, brought us, I'm sure you know,
yeah,
are familiar with. I mean, he basically invented this rush three drop eight,
yeah,
that is now everywhere in college football. And, you know, I wonder if we're going to start to see more like traditional 4-3 quarters, you know, press man, because we've just seen so much of this rush three drop eight into coverage that, you know, at some point you think it'd go back the other way, but it just shows you, you know, that the influence that Campbell and Haycock have over the sport itself. It's a big loss for Iowa State, but also, I mean, this year at Iowa State, they won 8 games and it felt like a huge disappointment. When you look back at the years with Iowa State football, I mean, this is one of the worst programs before Matt Campbell got there.
Yeah.
There's tons of great jobs, that turnaround jobs that we've seen. I mean, Kurt Cignetti in Indiana is unbelievable. You know, what Bill Snyder did at K-State and what Matt Campbell has done at Iowa State to create that standard is unprecedented, certainly at Iowa State.
You're the man, Ari. Enjoy this holiday season and the playoffs and all that. We'll catch up with you soon.
You guys be well. Take care. Later.
Let's go. Ari Temkin, Big 12 Radio there on TuneIn. With you every weekday talking college sports. The finest coming up, Chief.
Yes, the Eagles are pulling out all the stops to create some good vibes, and Chiefs fans don't know how to handle their team sucking at the highest of levels next year in the nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.